There are a lot of people fighting to make the world more just today, but a lot of work remains. That's why Macy's Inc. has doubled down on their commitment to create positive societal change through Mission Everyone, an enterprise-wide social purpose platform. Mission Everyone dedicates $5 billion of the company's spend through 2025, directed towards the partners, products, people, and programs that help create a more equitable and sustainable future. To learn more about how Macy's Inc. is supporting a brighter future with bold representation for all, check out macys.com/purpose.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take Podcast. My name is Mike Brown. What a game tonight. The Rockets win their second game in a row. I don't know what the hell is going on with the Rockets, but I'm here for it. I'm here to see the guys doing their thing, beating LA. I mean, what a game tonight. And you know what? Yes, Rockets win tonight. Game 69 of the season, 17-52. They improved their record to beat LA. Mission accomplished tonight. A bunch of their t-shirt wearing clown fans at the game tonight, as I can see my talented co-host here, Jeremy Brenner in the house. JB, what's going down?
Hello, hello, hello. W Pod indeed, and a great one at that.
Back to back.
So had to pop in for a little bit.
Absolutely. Second winning streak of the season.
A season high, 2-game win streak for the Rockets.
What a game tonight, man.
What a game.
Oh, they played well tonight. Jabari had 18. KJ had 16. Alperen had 13. KPJ stitches in all, 27 points tonight. 11 points for Jay Green. 13 for Tate. 12 for Christopher. Balanced attack tonight. That's a sexy box score.
But former Rockets guard Dennis Schroeder had 16 points. You have 16 points.
You saved it because you. I was about to say, I think that rant is only saved for Caucasian players that play for the Lakers. Austin Reeves,
Austin Reeves with 24 points.
Let me tell you something.
24 points, Mike.
Let me tell you something. Okay. And I got to bring it back. And I mean this with all due respect. Austin Reeves sucks. I don't care what anybody says. That dude is average at best.
24 points sorry. Is above his average. I don't, but yes.
Yeah, he sucks. Okay. Let's be very honest. When I say a guy sucks, you and I have had this conversation before. Do I mean that they actually suck? No, but yes, if that makes sense. Like, if you're the Rockets, you can't lose.
Look, they're playing in the best basketball league in the world. They're making millions of dollars. They don't suck.
No, for sure.
In the NBA scheme of everything, yes.
I'm just. I mean it in the context, Jeremy, of if I'm losing to the Lakers, it can't be to Austin Reeves. I don't care if LeBron's not playing. I don't care if AD's not playing. Mo Bamba didn't play tonight either. My point is good teams, which the Rockets are not, do not lose to average players, which is what a guy like Austin Reeves is. D'Angelo Russell, good basketball player. 100%. That Lakers team tonight, though, you tell me, that's not a good team. Do you feel like that's a good team without AD and LeBron?
They've been playing better lately, but I would probably say no.
They have. Yeah, I mean, good win for the Rockets tonight, man. The Rockets did their thing tonight.
Good win.
Yeah, they're playing well. This is what we've been looking for all season. Literally, this brand of basketball. Get out and run. And somebody brought up a really interesting point on Twitter earlier. I think it was Tim. So, Tim, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Jeremy, I'm going to ask you this flat out. Are you shocked that they're playing like this right after being eliminated from the playoffs?
I would say that they're playing for pride. They're playing for each other. They're figuring it out. It's a combination of a lot of different things. But, I mean, it's really hard to lose a game when you shoot 52% and your opponent shoots 37%. And that's what happened tonight. And the Lakers were without AD. They were without LeBron. And I think they were playing on a back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so they're the second half of a back-to-back. The Rockets took advantage tonight of all that was going against the Lakers, and it paid off.
It did pay off, man. And, you know, they narrowed down the rotation, which you love to see. Josh Christopher getting double-digit minutes. They're starting to grow a little bit. They're starting to mature. You know, watching this team play, they're starting to figure it out. And it's really fun to watch and be a fan. Because that's what you and I are, right? That's what I love about our dynamic. We're fans. We want this team to win and play competitive basketball. These podcasts are so much more fun when they not only play well, but also figure out a way to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to see this team win. And that's why we enjoy the ones where they do, because they come few and far between. But we've gotten two in a row now. So now we got to make it three in a row.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make it three in a row. They play Friday and they play Sunday against New Orleans. I think they're going to win Friday. I got news for you. I'm taking them to win Friday. I think they're going to win their first three-game winning streak of the year.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, some other stuff I saw tonight. I had some decent interaction with people on Twitter tonight when I accused nearly all of the Lakers fans there tonight. They don't care about the Lakers. They're LeBron t-shirt wearing fans. So that was fun, which is true, Jeremy. It sucks. I hate fans like that.
Ugh. Yeah. I agree with
you. I mean, you go to a Lakers fan and you say, tell me one thing. If you can't go back to Vlade Divac and Nick Van Exel as a Laker and you want to claim to be a Lakers fan, miss me with that entire conversation. Love Vlade Divac, by the way. 17-52 on the year. Are you at all nervous about winning these games is going to cost them in the lottery?
No, because they'll still be one of the worst three.
Yeah. So you think as long as they're in the bottom three, they're set?
Yeah, they get the top odds.
Okay. I'm just – based on that, I mean, you've got Detroit at 16 wins, the Rockets. The Rockets are no longer the worst team in the league, Jeremy.
Well, because also, like, San Antonio won yesterday. I think Detroit won on Monday as well. So, like, the teams that are at the bottom, we're all collectively winning together. So, like, the Rockets are not in, like, a bad spot when it comes to that.
And they basically locked it up. I mean, Charlotte has 22 wins. The Rockets have 17. The Spurs have 18. I don't see the Rockets winning five or six more games on the season. I don't think.
The schedule gets more difficult after this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking here at the remaining games. That's so crazy to think. We have 13 games left. So you've got New Orleans twice, Golden State, Memphis twice, Cleveland, the Knicks, the Nets, the Pistons, the Lakers, the Nuggets, Charlotte, and Washington. That Charlotte game at the end of the year might be huge. It might be, for standings-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we'll see.
Watching the game tonight, nothing really popped out individual game one or individual performance wise. I think the balance of tonight stood out to me. You know, when you have all five of your starters all go for double digit number one, the worst plus minus that they had was Şengün at minus three. Jabari was a plus 10. Jabari just keeps getting better. He's going to be a monster.
Yeah, that to me is probably the most intriguing storyline going into these last 13 games is how much can Jabari Smith grow. That's probably the biggest thing that I've seen. But I got to actually hit the hay, Mike. I got a long day tomorrow at March Madness in Orlando, so
you're good.
I'm going to leave you to it. But I'm glad I could pop on for a little bit.
We got you, brother. Thank you for hopping on.
Thanks, y'all.
That is the very talented Jeremy Brenner. March Madness does start tomorrow. Good luck to the Cougars. Hook 'em Horns. I will never say Giga Mags. So those are the two teams I'm rooting for. So we have a microphone free if you guys want to come on up. We'll go for as long as you guys want to go tonight. Beat LA as we did. You want to talk Rockets basketball? You want to talk free agency? You want to talk individual game performance? We are literally open line Wednesday night. here on the show, hit that request to speak button. I will bring you up right on stage, and we can talk all things Houston Rockets for as long as you guys want. Until then, you've got me, Mike Brown, on the show tonight. But again, we touched on it a little bit, watching the game tonight. Winning is infectious. I think that there's a little bit more energy on the broadcast right now. Love Craig Ackerman. Craig Ackerman is, I got to be honest, I know he's not listening to the show, but if Craig Ackerman, if there was a non-player Rockets Hall of Fame, which there is because I know Carol Dawson is in it, Craig Ackerman has been with the organization, I think, going on 27, 28 years at this point. Ryan Hollins, you know, I like his energy. I don't love his analysis, to be honest with y'all. I think it's a little, hey, look at this. It's like, yeah, Ryan, we get it. But those guys have more energy when the team is doing well. And look, the Rockets are 17 and 52. It's nothing to say, hey, we're going to the NBA playoffs. You know, we're going to make noise in the playoffs. They're not. But a good win against Boston, a good win tonight against the Lakers. Yes, they were down LeBron. Yes, they were down AD. You still got to go out there. You know, they still got Malik Beasley. They still have D'Angelo Russell. You still have Jared Vanderbilt. You still have Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves, who, again, I make fun of these types of guys because, in my opinion, they're not good. Austin Reeves is not a guy that you look at and you go, holy crap, you know, what a player. He's averaging 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He's a nice player. Nice player. But no, you should not be giving up 24 points to Austin Reeves. Sean says, Gene Peterson is still the GOAT Rockets announcer for me. Oh, 100%. You want to talk Rockets announcers, you talk about Gene Peterson. You can talk about Jim Foley. You've got Bill Worrell, Calvin Murphy. All those guys are fantastic. Pop says AD is a joke, should have played. AD is a joke. That's the thing, man.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical. This is advertiser content brought to you by Frito-Lay.
Hello, I'm Chip Murphy, here to get you ready for the big tournament. Tonight we break down who will be cutting. Cut! What are you two doing?
Sorry, Chip. Prez here got his feathers ruffled when I told him Ruffles has zero chance of winning the title.
And I was letting Dip know that she is not taking into account Ruffles' iconic ridges.
Guys, it's March. We have to start talking about the tournament.
We are. It is the 2023 Frito-Lay Snack It.
We're talking about big-time matchups between Cheetos, Smartfood, Lay's, Sun Chips, and more.
Just head to the Frito-Lay Snack Bracket and vote for your favorite chip, pretzel, or dip for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks.
This sounds great. Keep up the good work.
Just go to Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 4-3-2023. Void where prohibited. Here's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Fans of the Lakers, right? And Pops and I, we went to games for years, and he and I, we hate t-shirt-wearing, bandwagon type of fans. It's not our thing. And I get this from him. I inherited this from him. There's nothing that makes me just my blood boil when you're sitting next to a fan who's, you know, up and jumping. Oh, I love the Lakers. Oh, I love the Lakers. Yeah, tell me one thing about the Lakers prior to LeBron getting there. Okay? If you can't get down with Anthony Pig Miller, Vlade Divac, Nick Van Exel, then and you're talking about Lakers fans, miss me with that. It was the same thing with the Warriors. Warriors fans are the worst. I mean, just in-your-face, nauseating type of fans. They're just a bunch of clowns. Tim says Austin Reeves just has some nice highlights here and there. That's it. Exactly. For all intents and purposes, he sucks. Sorry. If you're a good NBA team, you're not letting Austin Reeves beat you. And again, are the Rockets a good team? No, they're not. But they're getting better. You know, and we don't live in the world of participation trophies. At least I don't. I didn't grow up in an era where everybody got a pat on the back if you play hard and everybody's a winner. Everybody, no, the hell, everybody is a winner. You play a game, there's a winner and a loser. Okay, if little Johnny loses, you know what? Toughen up, rub some dirt on it, come back the next game and get your team a W. And that's what the Rockets are doing right now. And shame on all of you Rockets. I'll put it in air quotes because that's what you guys are. If you're bashing a guy like Jabari at 19 years old early in the season when he was struggling, in his first year you're ready to write the guy off, that makes you a loser fan. Sorry. Okay? If you want to be critical of the guy, that's totally different. If you want to be a fan that points out, yeah, he's struggling, but he's also 19 and he's going to get better. You know, tonight, Jabari was, what, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 of 17 from the field. He didn't shoot great. He was also your best plus minus tonight. He was a plus 10 in 37 minutes. That means, if you don't understand the plus minus breakdown, I've said this before and I'll say it again, it's not the end-all be-all for me because it doesn't tell the entire story. If you're a guy playing 30 minutes in a game where your team loses by 40 points and you're a plus 7 and you're 20 minutes on the court or so, that doesn't mean anything. But if you are playing in a, I would call this a meaningful game, the Lakers are fighting for playoff spots. They were 34 and 35 tonight. Coming into the game tonight, the Lakers had to win this game. The Rockets came in a meaningful game, in 37 of the 48 minutes tonight, Jabari Smith was, when you had Jabari on the court, you were 10 points better than the Lakers. When he hit those back-to-back threes in the fourth quarter, that was massive. So what is Jabari doing right now? Jabari's feeling himself. Jabari's talking smack on the court. It's awesome. It's awesome. As Dickie V would say, it's awesome, baby, with a capital A. That's what he's doing right now. He's playing better than a majority of the players he's going up against, and he's talking some smack about it. It's been nearly 3 years now where the Rockets have been able to play with a little bit of swagger. And look, you're 17 and 52. Mike, what the hell are you talking about? They don't have any swagger. But watch them play. You know, watch them play night in and night out like Jeremy and I do, and a lot like a lot of you guys do. You know, do they deserve it? No. Not up until the last couple weeks, I would say. You know, do they deserve fans tuning in and night out? No, they shouldn't. I got an amazing message from a fan in Israel this morning who wrote about, you know, he doesn't have the ability to catch all of the games. But, you know, he listens to the show, which is incredible. And we can't thank him enough for doing so. You know, but he talks about, you know, the fandom that he has for this team. He's sticking with this team. And do they deserve it? No. But they've got a bunch of fans that are. And Tim says, I think Jabari will get even better with threes over the summer. Jabari looked okay tonight to me. He could work on his free throws, but I think that's easily fixable at this stage. Absolutely it is. He's going to be in the lab, you know, this offseason. He can't even go out drinking at this point. He's 19 years old, playing in the NBA, making millions of dollars. What is he going to do this offseason besides probably travel, play some video games, relax? You know, is he a mall walker like Pops is out in Sugarland? Is he going to be going out to First Colony Mall, you know, just mall walking and staying in shape? Maybe. Is he going to take a cooking class? Perhaps. But he's going to be in the lab. He's going to be getting better. And that's what's so exciting about the idea of what this team could be, not even a year from now. Think about it. Think about it. The draft is June 22nd. Free agency opens up July 6th. what happens if you take what this team is doing right now, you put into a, you know, a bottle and drink, you know, that special stuff like they had in Space Jam. What happens if you take a swig of that special stuff where you do get the number one pick and you land Victor Wembanyama and Philadelphia is not able to hold on to, for whatever reason, James Harden? And you had James Harden and Victor Wembanyama to this thing? I mean, this thing could take off. No pun intended here at the Dream Take. This thing could take off for the Rockets. And if you have any thoughts on that, we'll go for another 5 or 10 minutes. You want to hop in? You want to talk Rockets basketball here on Spotify Live? We've got a pretty decent crowd. You hit that request to speak button, bring you up right up on stage. You know, but the vibes are, you know, I know it's spring break right now, but the vibes are really good with this team right now. You know, I'm looking at Twitter and you got friend of the show, Jonathan Sanford, the PA announcer for the Rockets, saying there are not many things I enjoy saying on this microphone more than Rockets win, especially when it's a W over the Los Angeles Lakers. I hate the Lakers. Despise the Lakers. The only team I hate more than the Lakers is the Jazz. And it's not even close. It's the Jazz, the Lakers, and then probably the Warriors in the NBA. But the vibes are good with this team. There's criticisms, but now it's constructive criticism. And it's not people just whining and bitching and moaning for the sake of just doing it. You know, and Ross Villarreal of Sports Talk 790 tweets, the Rockets have beaten the Celtics and the Lakers in their last two games, which now means they're the greatest basketball team of all time. Facts. Now, obviously, he's kidding. But again, you look deeper into this team, and they've got 13 games left. And I said it a couple weeks ago that I'm excited once this season is going to be over. And all it took was a couple games, because now I'm going to miss watching this team a little bit, you know, because they're starting to figure it out. Now, again, I've seen some tweets about, you know, the Rockets are playing hard for Steven Silas. You know, there might be some rumblings about wanting to keep him. Good God, I hope they do not keep Steven Silas. He's a nice guy. I want him as far away from the next phase of this team as humanly possible, because he will not be able to get it done. It is interesting, though, to think about, you know, once the Rockets were eliminated from the playoffs, they started to play better. Now, I think, is there anything to that? Probably not. Do I think that this Rockets front office is culpable in the performance of this team the last 3 years? Absolutely. I think Tillman Fertitta is still the worst owner in the NBA. Bring me a worse owner. Maybe Michael Jordan in Charlotte, but he's Michael Jordan. You know, like, I, greatest basketball player of all time. Now, he could be a really crappy owner, which he is, but is he as bad as Tillman up until this point? Absolutely not. Again, my opinion, he's the worst owner in basketball. I think you have one of the not better GMs as well in Raphael Stone. So do I trust them to get this right and to get this team to the playoffs next season? No, I don't. But I'd love to be wrong. You know, just from what I've seen, I personally do not believe that's going to happen. But again, Rockets win tonight. Beat LA. We did. Suck it, Lakers fans. You can find me at MikeBrown_2020 on Twitter. Lakers fans, if you happen to listen to this show, yes, you suck. Your organization sucks. Austin Reeves sucks. Alex Caruso still sucks. So you can catch me there if you want to continue the conversation like that. Rockets are back in action on Friday night. They play the Pelicans. I will let everybody know we do plan on having a show after that game, but it is St. Patrick's Day, so we hope all of our fans celebrate safely. I've got a couple of events I've got to be at on Friday night, so does Jeremy. He's going to be wrapped up with March Madness, so I will get to the show as soon as I can, either late Friday night or early Saturday morning. Be on the lookout for that. Tentatively, as of this morning, We are going to be interviewing Michelle Beadle as well. Basketball fans should be very well aware of who Michelle Beadle is. I did get a late email today that we may have to change the time tomorrow due to a scheduling conflict. We'll make sure to post about that as soon as we can solidify a time. But once again, we'll be live with you guys at least either Friday night, Saturday morning for the post-game show for our next game. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Dream Take at the Dream Take. Again, follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Follow Jeremy at Jeremy Brenner. If you're on Facebook, search The Dream Shake. Give us a like there. Finally, head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets. We'll talk with you guys again later this week. Once again, Rockets win 114-110, improve their record to 17-52. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.